If Yud has the din that if a kesem is found in a davar that's not makabel tuma, so the kesem is going to be tahar. This is a machlekes hatanayim in the Gemara and Daf Nun Chesam at Beis and Daf Samach. Also, the Gemara says at the time of Reb Nechemiah assumes that kesem that's found in davar she'ino makabel tuma is going to be okay. Time of Reb Nechemiah is based on a pasuk of the kasa la'aretz teishev that kevan sheyasha la'aretz nikasa. That lamaisa, once you sit on the ground, you're going to be tahora. Now it's a little bit interesting. That although the Gemara seems to assume it's just damazoi a gezeres hakasov, but the Rishonim seem to be giving certain reasons for this. No, Taisus on Nun Ches Amar Aleph says what is kind of sort of a little bit of svara. Tosis seems to say that Lamaisa, since the halachos of Ksamim are relevant both Letuma and Tahara and Lebaila, so it's like a low pluk. Once the Beged is going to be Tame, so the Isha is going to be Tameya. The Ran seems to say that fundamentally Ksamim is a halach in Tuma and Tahara and Lebaila is an extension of Tuma and Tahara. That's slightly different than Tosis, right? Tosis is just saying like a low plug of sorts, and the Ran is saying that fundamentally the halacha was formulated in terms of Tuma and Tahara rather than Lebaila. And if that's the case, so Memela, once the dinim of Ksamim are modeled after, according to the Ran, the way the halacha used to be. What's interesting is that the Rishonim are not really playing with the pasuk, no? The Gemara seems to be saying it's like a gzeres hakasav, and the Rishonim are saying svaras. And though the Yehuda famously has his svara based on the suffix, etc., that all the Acharonim quote over here, but it is a little bit suggestive. How come we're not using the pasuk? Al karchacha, they are saying that the pasuk has to be an asmachlik. Since we're talking about the din miksamen, everyone knows that the din miksamen kol kulam midrabanan, so the pasuk has to be an asmachda. And we really have to get back to the underlying reason, which is what Tosis says, or what the Ran says, etc. Now, what's worth noting is that although the Rishonim paskin that kesem on the davar she'eino mekabel tuma is going to be tahar, but there is an outlying Rishon, namely Rabbi Abraham ben David of Paskiers, that's called the Ravid, and the Ravid paskins that we assume that kesem on the davar she'eino mekabel tuma is still going to be tamei. What's the cheshem for the Ravid? Cheshem for the Ravid is that the Gemara on Daf Nun Ches has a case about a certain woman. She finds blood somehow on the weaving process. In the stuff that you're weaving, she finds some dam. She comes to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai basically says that Lechum Rishonin, it's going to be tamei. For Taisus, how come it's tamei? It's a davar she'eino mekabel tuma. So Taisus says, well, it is mekabel tumas ksamim. Presumably Rashi agrees with Taisus also, no? Because Rashi writes that the dam is found on the chassis. I don't remember what the warp is and what the woof is. I think the chassis is the warp, no? You have no idea what the warp is either. So I can say it's warp, woof, right? Its warp is this way? Okay, it warps. Okay,
this is what you
said. It would
set it up first, so they set the up and down ones first, and then you go back into the shop.
Okay, I'll take your word on this one.
I'm pretty sure that's the basic idea.
Dayan Gukovitsky, what's the name of the expert on weaving? He wrote that whole sefer, the Maisa Oreg. Yeah, Ravosavlovsky said that like when he was dating, so he went to like some medieval village at one point, and they had like a whole loom, and he got like so excited. He's like telling Gafrad, "Oh, this is like so amazing!" And she's like, "You are such a boring person. Like, what are you doing?" Because I think she married him anyway. But the fact is that the way he says the story?
I've heard other variations.
But the fact is that the Ravid Paskins, based on the Gemara of Mashtisa, that even though it's found in the davar she'eino mekabel tuma, still, it's going to be tamei. Now, what does that mean? According to the Ravid, it's found in the davar she'enoi mekabel tuma. So, the Ravid obviously is saying that it is found on the warp also, no? It's found, like Rashi and Tosfos say, that it's found on the string of the loom. But unlike Rashi and Tosfos, who say that if it's mekabel tumas ksumim. That's also considered mekabel tuma. The Ravid, and by the way, the Ran on Daf Samach Amid Beis, they assume that because something is mekabel tumas negaim, that's not enough reason why it should be considered mekabel tuma. In other words, according to Tosis, if it's mekabel tumas negaim, it's also mekabel tuma. But according to the Ravid, mekabel tumas negaim is not enough to make it mekabel tuma. Now that position of the Ravid is very reasonable, because lecha'ora, any svara that I'm going to have about a low plug of sorts, right? The way Tosis says it, how come the din of Reb Nechemiah is true? How come only something that's found in Dov that's mekabel tuma is there ksamim? Well, the answer is because we can't split between the dinim of tuma and tahara for the din of tuma and tahara that emerge from nida and the din labayla, right? This little plug of Tosfos. Now that doesn't make any sense at all in the context of tumas negaim, because just because something is mekabel tumas negaim, what impact should that have on the isha? And like, this svara of Tosis is really very, very difficult. Now, Tosis might assume it's like a low plug within the low plug, no? It's like a super-duper low plug. The entire din of Davar She'eino Mekabel Tuma, Eino Mekabel Ksamim is a light plug. And then there's a light plug within the light plug that anything that's Mekabel Tuma Ki Huzein, any sort of way, is considered Mekabel Tuma. Even if it's only Mekabel Tumas Negaim. That, I think, is interesting. That's like going very, very far with a low plug, but that presumably is how Tosfos learns. That's what I would have said. Yeah?
Why would we be mechalek between that and the Gav and the
Tochel Klicheres? So the Gav and the Tochel Klicheres, right, basically says that Mitahor Yom Nechem Yafil Bachore Klicheres. So Gemara says, I should make a gezeira. Right, so I think the idea is that kli cheres is fundamentally something that's called eino mekabel tuma. No, the Gemara says mitaher hayu Reb Nechemya.
Yeah, on the even though the inside.
Because it's considered.
But that means that if there would be a kesem on the inside, it's not that the gav of the kli cheres that it finds a kesem.
Right.
But if you find a kesem on the inside,
so that's your kasha. So your kasha is that if I'm working within, your kasha is that if you're working within low plugs, so how could we say that because it's mekabel tumas negaim is considered double, that's mekabel tuma, and yet
something that has tumas kesem if it would be in the
right? That's a very good kasha. I don't know. Does anyone have a suggestion to answer that? You had a mahalach? I have to work on that kasha. That's a very good kasha. That's so schwer. Right? I mean, the same thing on both sides is two different. It's so difficult. I don't know. There are two different tumas.
I'm saying you can have the tumas that are abundant on Kalim in general.
And
you have the outside.
But within the world of Tosis, that like there's a super duper low plug over here, I think it's very hard. Why should be Tara Achayri Klicheres? I have to think that through. Unless you want to say something like this. Comes along the Rebbe Reb Yenson Apeshitz in the Placians of Kontes. And he has a mahalach that maybe there is some real connection between Tumas Negaim and Hilchos Nida. You see, we only say that something is Metame Tumas Negaim if it's red, right, or green. I remember one time when I was a kid, the rabbi of the show gave a whole sermon about how you see the colors of the Palestinian flag, the colors of Tuma. That was his sermon. It wasn't so politically correct, but that was the sermon, because it's only right, red or green, that is mitame. Okay, zozai. And in fact, the halacha in Nega'im is that if you find a nega on something that is colored, it's not going to be tame, because you don't know for sure that the nega is really Yirak Rako Adam Dom, which is something very similar to what we'll speak about in terms of ksamim on a beged zavua. Comes along the placey, and he says, well, what would happen if a woman sits down on a beged, on a white beged, and then you find a red stain on the white beged? What's going to happen in that case? So, a red stain on the beggar, you would say, oh, it's Tumas Negoim, no? Red on the beggar, it's your mamish bitame. Maybe you could say it comes from the woman. So zukt the placey, that's precisely the reason for this din of something that's makabel tumas negoim, that it is going to be mitame. Why? Because the only way I have to be mitaher this beged is by attributing the stain, to say the stain came from the isha. And therefore, if I'm going to say the stain came from the isha, so presumably what? She's Tameya. So any davar that's not, right, if it is mekabel tumas negoim, then the isha is going to be Tameya. Because of that one weird case, when she sits down on the white beged, etc., and then you find a red stain. No? But if it's not mekabel tumas negoim, then she's not going to be Tameya. Yeah? Maybe. I mean, you're saying, like, test it somehow.
If you want to know whether it's a nega, so part of the process is you wash the beggar. So.
This is what the place he suggests. The place he says he thinks it's very difficult. Enochanami, it's difficult, but that might be some sort of direct connection between Tumas Negoim and Tumah. Now, there is a larger issue that comes up in the connection of Tumas Negoim and Tumas Ksamim. The Torah's Hashlomim, Tainas, that once the Shach Paskins, like the Taisvis, right, we said that Taisvis assumes if it's Mekabel Tumas Negoim, it's Mekabel Tumas Ksamim also, even though the Ravid and the Ran disagree, but the Shach Paskins like Taisvis, the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch in Oschof Beis seems to leave it as an even question. He's not convinced that you should paskin like the Taisvis about Dovar that's Mekabel Tumas Negoim. But comes along the Torah Hashlomim. He says, Lefiza Efshar, that if you find a kesem on the bias, you find it on a building, on a house, and if it's a Mekabel Tumas Nigei Batim, so it's also going to be Mekabel Tumas Ksamim. Wow. That's really interesting. No? If it's Mekabel Tumas Nigei Batim, it's going to be Mekabel Tumas Ksamim. Sidre Tahara in Os, I think, Chaf, basically does not like this at all. He says, learn some Mishnayis in the Goyim, the only type of house that's Mekabel Tumas, if it's Na'aseh Me'etzim, Me'avonim, Me'ofer, it has to be made in a specific sort of way, and therefore a regular house is not going to be Mekabel Tumas Nigei Batim. Some suggest that maybe this could be pshat in the Rambam. You see, the Ramo Paskins that Beis HaKisei is not Mekabel Tumah. Shaila is, how come the Mechaber doesn't say that a Beis HaKisei is not Mekabel Tumah? So maybe we could suggest as follows, in a razzle-dazzle kind of crazy sort of way, that the Ramo lived in a town called Kazmirez, which was right near the town of Krakow, which was nowhere near Eretz Yisrael. And in Chutz La'aretz, there's no such thing as Nigei Batim. So for the Ramo, Beis HaKisei is not Mekabel Tumah, because not Mekabel Tumas Negoim. But for the Mechaber, Beis HaKisei really, right, is Mekabel Tumah. No?
How?
Because it is going to be Tumas Nigei Batim. Again, assuming that we have some way of getting out of the Sidrei Tahara's problem of Ofar Eitzim and Avonim. Right, assuming that the Torah Hashlomim is right, that Nigei Batim applies to the entire house and everything, so the toilet is mechubar to the karkat, it's mechubar to the bayis, etc. So basically, you find a stain on the toilet, it's not mekabel tumah, because the toilet is mechubar to the house, and the house is not mekabel tumah, it's mechubar to the karkat. What about tumas negaim? We live in chutzar, there's no tumas negaim in Eretz Yisrael, so then you have to figure out how the Torah Hashlomim would deal with that issue. Rabbi Sabalovsky tells a story that one time he's flying on an airplane, no? And there was a stain. A woman comes over to him that she had a shayla, that she saw a stain on the toilet, on the airplane. This is the one time that Beis HaKisei Taka is Mekabel Tumah, no? Why? It ain't Mechubar LaKarka. You're flying through the air. And if it's not mechuber lekarka, so that I think, hey, pretty good.
Coach bus.
Huh?
Coach bus.
Again?
Coach bus.
Coach bus.
Yeah, you can have a coach bus also. It doesn't have to stop the
airplane. Okay. Fine. I mean, this is also relevant for the other shail about whether you need to use the cups when you wash in Tiras Yadayim on a flight, no? Because the halacha is that I can't in Tiras Yadayim just from the fountain, just from the faucet, because the faucet's mechuber to the house, which is mechuber to the karka, and I need a keli. Can I say that the entire airplane is a keli, and I'm washing from a keli when I wash on the airplane? You have to be a little bit warped to think this way. But I wouldn't spend a lot of time trying to be mefarad this issue. And okay, whatever, I said it about myself. But the fact is, these are some of the dinim in terms of being mekabel tuma. One could argue that the machlekes mechaber ramah is just based on where they live, even though that's not the pashtus. You know, the pashtus is that the mechaber would agree with the ramah. By the way, the placey, points out that he thinks that the mechaber does not hold like Tosfos, even though the shach says that we pass him like Tosfos, that if it's mekabel tumas negaim, it is also mekabel tumas ksamim. But says the Placey, the fact is that the Mechaber and the Ramah don't say that explicitly, and one could argue that they disagree with Tosfos. Again, this might be relevant for the Pilpul that we were saying before. Now, the Pischei Tshuva in Os Yod Zayin quotes in the Sidrei Tahara that if you have a Dovar that is not Mekabel Tumah, but it is supported by a Dovar that is Mekabel Tumah, so the Ganze Geschäft becomes Mekabel Tumah based on Tumas Masa. Right? That's what the Sidrei Tahara quotes. Very, very interesting Sidrei Tahara. Now, the Minchas Chinuch questions, right, the Badei HaShulchan, page Kuf Samach Gimel, of course, the Minchas Chinuch questions the Sidrei Tahara. He says, one second, what are you talking about? The halacha is that ein masa bekela. That's why machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya of Evan Mesama. I think that's in Nida Daf Nun Hey, about whether there's either the masa bekelim, and you have to look in Rabbi Feldman's son's sefer about how you paskin in issues of taharos. This is already so far beyond my field of expertise. It's unbelievable. But the fact is, Minchas Chinuch assumes that Rov Rishonim hold that ein masa bekelim. Nevertheless, there's a discussion that maybe there's no Tumas Masa Bekalim, but a case of a woman who, let's say, wipes herself and finds dam on the toilet paper. So let's assume that toilet paper is not Mekabel Tumah. The Pischei Tshuva in Ois Yud Ches quotes a machlokas. He says that the Node of Yehuda assumes that our paper is Mekabel Tumah. Now, our paper means, as opposed to papyrus. Papyrus is paper that was made from reeds. Right, our paper is made from rags that are reprocessed and becomes paper. Note the Yehud assumes that our paper is mekabel tumah. The Sidrei Tahara disagrees with the Noida B'Yehud and says that our paper is not mekabel tumah. Moshe Feinstein tainas that our paper for sure is not mekabel tumah. He has an interesting way of formulating it. He says that he thinks the only type of thing that can be mekabel tumah is something that can be washed and reused. Since our paper, the minute it gets dirty, of course you throw it in the garbage, so it's not mekabel tumah at all. It happens that Rav Moshe Feinstein uses the svara in a different tshuva as well. In Chelok Yeridei Gimel, Oschof Simen Chof Gimel, Rav Moshe discusses tevilas kelim on disposable kelim. You know, like aluminum pans and stuff. So do you tova your aluminum pants? Rav Herschel Schechter, Shlita, tovels his aluminum pants because he's super duper orthodox. Most people are not machmir to tova their aluminum pants. They follow the Rav Moshe Feinstein that anything that is disposable, Rav Moshe Feinstein, even if you're going to use it a few times, the Rabbah in Perek Beis of Hilchos Kelim Halacha Aleph talks about kelim that are made out of gourds and the like, that those kelim aren't asoy l'kayama, they can't last for a while, so these kelim don't have the din of kelim to be mekabel tumah. Moshe assumes that aluminum pans also, you might be able to use them once or twice or three times, but it doesn't really last for a while, so therefore it is not going to be mekabel tumah. And Rav Moshe says efshar, that you don't have to toivel them, that's because there's a larger question in terms of Hilchos tevilas kelim, whether it's modeled after the dinim of kabbalas tumah or not. No? That's a larger question that you discuss when you learn Tevilas Kelim. So let's assume that paper that we have is not Makabel Tuma for a whole host of reasons. It's disposable, maybe paper and Gonson is not Makabel Tuma. But the fact is, the woman wiped herself, and the woman is holding the paper. So if I hold like the Sidrei Tahara, do I have to assume that now I have this din of Masa, right? Even though the Minchas Matayin is Ein Masa B'Kelim, but you have a din of Masa over here, and because this is not a Keli, and therefore you would be Makabel Tuma. So there are some who are Machmir on this issue in the Sefer Chok Uzman. Actually, there used to be a guy here in Yeshiva by Moshe Bleich. I think he still learns in Gross. Those of you who have been in Gross, he's like one of the, part of the Gross Geriatric Center. He's been there for a very, very long time. So by Moshe Bleich's son, it wrote the Sefer Chok Uzman. I think he's the chief rabbi of the Ukraine. Whatever it is, it's a very nice sefer actually. But he like spoke to everybody and their uncle. But every single shot comes up in Hilchos Nida. If you're the chief rabbi of the Ukraine, you don't have that many people to speak to and learning. So what you do is like you send letters like everyone in the world about every issue under the sun, and they might answer you. So that's how you could write a sefer. So in the Sefer Chok Uzman, he basically discusses this issue of davar, of the Tumas Masa, and he assumes that most poskim do not follow the Sidrei Tahara. Five Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan on page Kuf Samach Gimel also feels that most poskim don't follow the Sidrei Tahara. He brings a raya that the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch doesn't follow the Sidrei Tahara. The Alter Rebbe brings a raya that Al Karchacha Bedika has to be a Suffik Dairaisa. Why is it Suffik Dairaisa? Because the Bedika cloth is not Makabel Tuma. I don't understand. If you hold of the Sidrei Tahara, so even though the Bedika cloth itself is not Makabel Tuma, but it's a din of Tumas Masa. This is a din of Tumas Masa, so it should be considered like it's Makabel Tuma. Teretz is that, you know what? Right, Teretz is we don't hold like the Sidrei Tahara. The Sefer Pri Deya, who's in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, in his Hakdaman, Shara Daled, he points out that the Taisus itself is against the Chumrah of the Sidrei Tahara, because Taisus, when he speaks about the Tuma that's found on the warp, Taisus says, well, you know what? It has to be because it's Mekabel Tuma, because of Tumas Nega'im. I don't understand. Isn't the warp supported by the Klei Ha'ereg? The Klei Ha'ereg for sure is Mekabel Tuma, no? That's the way the Bahamar argues on the Ravid. Right? The Bahamar says that the case of Mashtisa isn't that you find the dam on the Shasi, it's that you find the dam on the Klei Ha'ereg, on the loom. The loom is a Klei, it's Mekabel Tuma. But the warp is supported by it. If the Sidrei Tahara is correct, and I have a dover that's not Makabel Tuma, it's supported by a dover Makabel Tuma, so Tosis wouldn't have to suggest this whole razzle dazzle chiddush about Tumas Nega'im. Tosis could just say, right, I hold like the Sidrei Tahara. That's Pashat. Teretz is that we see that you don't hold like the Sidrei Tahara. So I think that really accepted the halacha, that no one really seems to hold like the Sidrei Tahara. Some of the Sfarim quote the Rebbe Yoshev was Machmir not to attach pads to underpants, because the underpants might be Makabel Tuma, and the pad, we assume that pads are not Makabel Tuma. Why are pads not Makabel Tuma? First of all, like we said before, for Moshe Feinstein, the pads are entirely disposable. I think that's entirely disposable, it's not Makabel Tuma. Secondly, pads are made out of a combination of plastic and cotton. Plastic is not Makabel Tuma. Cotton? Eichet not Makabel Tuma, no? Cotton might be Makabel Tuma, where you make it into threads and then you make it into a beggar. If it's going to be Gemal Tzbos, like Gemal Tzbos. But the pads are, first of all, not Gemal Tzbos, but Gemal Tzbos. It has to be in both directions. Second of all, the pad is just a wad of cotton there. A wad of cotton is not Makabel Tuma, so the pad is not Makabel Tuma. Rebbe Yosher felt that maybe if you attach the pad to the beggar, it does become Makabel Tuma. That sounds very similar to the Sidrei Tahara's reasoning, even though other Sfarim called the Rebbe Yosher didn't hold the Sidrei Tahara, so I'm not exactly sure what to do with that particular issue. Now, the fact is, the wearing of pads, I think b'diyevet, everyone will assume that a pad is considered a dovish in a Makabel Tuma. That doesn't mean necessarily that it's a good idea to wear pads. We'll discuss this later on in greater detail, but if a woman wants to wear pads during Shiva Nikim and say, oh, the pad is white, and I'm wearing white, that's the takon of Chazal. So what if it's on the pad? So that's like my way out. You know, in Machon Pua, they recommend this for women who have difficulty becoming Tahora. So they say that what you should do is wear a pad during Shiva Nikim, and you solve all the problems. You're Mekayim the din of wearing white, and if you find the time, it's going to be on Darvish and Makabel Tuma. Now, the question is, does this kind of circumvent, is this like a end run around the din of Shiva Nikiyam? Well, one probably understands that Shiva Nikiyam means I should put myself in a situation that I can become Tameya. In this case, I can't become Tameya because I'm wearing a dumb that's not Makabal Tuma. Rabbi Eitan Schnall told me that he once heard from Rabbi Willig, that Rabbi Willig discussed this question with Rabbi Forrest at a bris somewhere, and they basically, Rabbi Forrest basically said something, you can't make an isser not to wear pads during Shiva Nikiyam. In other words, many women do it. If a woman is doing it to circumvent the dins, I think hashgafically it's a problem, unless she can't become tahura otherwise. But if a woman is doing it just for hygienic reasons, so then I don't think it's a problem per se, but I do think it's a problem because it's very hard to tell whether there's a significant amount of blood or an insignificant amount of blood when you find blood on the pad. A pad, by definition, is absorbent. That means that you can't really tell how much went in, no? You don't know. You mamish don't know. If you don't know, so then, especially if we're trying to figure out what's considered a kesem versus what's considered a full-fledged nida based on is it a flow or is it a stain, once you're on the pad, it's nita zay pashut to figure that out. So I'm not so into the wearing of the pads. The Yoat Sot are very into wearing the pads. They recommend this on a regular basis. I'm not so into it for the reasons that we discussed. Just for 38 more seconds, there is a Chazon Ish. The Chokuzman quotes that the Chazon Ish says, we pass that even the Dover that's not Mekabel Tumah, once you make it into a Keli, it becomes Mekabel Tumah. Now, if I have paper, and we assume paper is not Mekabel Tumah, if I make a paper airplane, or something like a Kli Kibel, I make a paper cup, so it will be Mekabel Tumah. Chazon Ish Tain is in one place that he thinks that anything that is made to wear on your body is like a clay kibble. So the Sefer HaKuzman can't believe this. He says, that can't be. That would mean that if I have a beggar that's not Makabal Tumah, no? It's made out of nylon. Nylon, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, comes from the ground. Right? If it comes, everyone knows. Well, you don't need Rav Moshe. Nylon comes from the ground. Nylon is like petroleum, right? And so it's not Makabal Tumah. But according to Chazon Ish, is Makabal Tumah? Rav Moshe Taka Pasen says that the Gadim of Nylon are not Makabal Tumah. There's a Minchas Yitzchak who says that is Makabal Tumah. Rav Chaim Kohen, the Bani Ashochan, first just quotes the Minchas Yitzchak, then I think of the Miluim. He says, look in the Igros Moshe. Igros Moshe is Makal on the question that no, it's not Makabal Tumah. The question though is, I got a Shiloh this summer. A woman went swimming and she found a Kesem on her bathing suit. So I'm like, okay, what color is the bathing suit? That's why I ask her. So I think, like, so smart, right? She's like, white. Oh, gosh. Okay? Kesem, white bathing suit. What do you do? So I'm getting all nervous. And it dawns on me, people have not been wearing cotton bathing suits for 85 years. Bathing suits are made out of polyester, no? Kokula polyester. Einu Makabel Tumah, according to Moshe Feinstein, Gevaldik. Now, the problem, though, is, let's say you find a kesem on pantyhose. Pantyhose are made out of nylon, right? Great. But the crotch area is precisely where you have cotton. Do I assume that since there's some cotton in there and there's some stitching, that makes a whole thing like it's Makabel Tumah? So there's a rabbi, Hilchos Nega'im, that if you have something that is not Makabel Tumah, there's a teeny drop that is Makabel Tumah, so the whole thing becomes like it's Makabel Tumah. The Mishnah Moach says that we should follow Rav. The Sheva Talevi and the Shiurim just writes in one line that you follow Rav, what Rav of the Beggar is made out of. The Sefer Chokuzman is Mesupik, though. He says maybe you only follow Rav if it's Nisarif, that the entire Beggar. But in the case like the pantyhose, that you have the Chelak that is Makabel Tumah, and it is clearly identifiable, and it's not Nisarif, the rest of the Beggar, so maybe in that situation it doesn't really help. Now, I'm not sure, though, about the pantyhose, because is it like a Beggar of cotton? Is it Gimel Tzvos by Gimel Tzvos of cotton? I'm not sure. You really have to do research. Someone should try to find out from pantyhose company exactly what that crotch area is. My understanding is that it's not pure cotton over there also. There's a little more cotton fibers because they want to breathe better. Everyone who's ever bought a cheap polyester suit knows that you sweat like the rabbi in it. Right? The fact is, it's probably not such a nice expression, but the fact is that right, synthetic materials don't breathe well. So I think they add some natural fibers, but I don't know if it's entirely natural fibers even in that area. That's something that really has to be researched according to the discussion of the Chokuzman. Maybe we'll try to talk about this a teeny bit more next time we learn. If it's not going to be in favor. Rav Shechter is giving a chabura. I know we're 2 minutes late, but thank you for listening.